the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus commands us to do some pretty odd things. He tells us to focus not on the things of this world, but on the things of the next. He tells us to get rid of anything in our lives that comes between us and Him. He tells us to do things like, oh, not commit adultery or not lie. And, you know, heck, sometimes we lie to spare other people's feelings, don't we? Or not steal. You know, some people have more than us. Jesus tells us to do a lot of really odd things. And some of them, when we think about them, we can say, oh, I can see why we shouldn't take other people's stuff. But others continue to be odd. And yet, when we do them, we contribute to the salvation of souls, ourselves and others. And just as when the disciples in the boat were told to go out into deep water and to lower the nets, and you think it's going to be absolutely useless and wasteful, all sorts of good things happen. And it's like that with the teachings of Jesus in our lives. We may not understand why we are commanded to do certain things. We may have no idea. In fact, we may think it's the worst thing to do. But if we follow the teachings of the Lord Jesus, whether we like them or not, whether we understand them or not, good things lie in store for us. A great catch, but not a catch of fish or material prosperity or anything earthly, but rather what lies in store for us is the kingdom of God, heaven itself, both for ourselves and for others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.